The stone, afilu dinner. What will be if your son is holding a dollar bill? He's holding money. What will be then? Alama Rama Rava, why did Rava learn? Loishana, when does the Mishnah say you're allowed to hold your son in your own house? Ela, Evan. Echidish, you're allowed to hold him even if he's holding a stone. But only a stone. Avu dinner asa. Let's say your son is holding a dollar bill, he's holding money in his hand, you're not allowed to pick up your son then on Shabbos. Is the Shalom, why not? If you say it's talking about Giguim, where the son has like feelings for father, he's crying away, pick me up, pick me up. And if you don't pick him up, I get a little sick. So why aren't we makol even though the son is holding a dinner? The Torah says like this, and tomorrow, Even inoflolo loyose yavuya lesuya. If the son is holding a stone, so true. One shiloh is when the father picks him up, it's considered like the father is picking up the stone. Let's be the metalto muksa. The Torah says, since he's not touching the stone directly, the rabbanon will make him. But what's going to be now? Let's say the stone falls down. And the son is right there to say, give me the stone, give me the stone. So a stone, we're not afraid the father will pick up. A stone is not so chashiv. He's enoughful lo loyosi avui lasuyi. Mashenkin dinner, mashenkin money, enoughful. Let's say the son drops the money. Osi avui lasuyi. We're afraid that the father will be makpid on the money and pick up the money. Therefore, the rabbanan said, you're not allowed to hold your son if he's holding money. Because there we're afraid that you may pick up the money directly. Now to touch the muktzah directly, there are bona warn makeup a mokim such a sakona. Like it's not really a sakona shes nefashis. It's time your son will get a little bit sick. So if it's only a shiloh holding your son, even though he's holding muktzah, there are bona warn makeup. But when your son is holding money, we're afraid maybe the son will drop the money and you'll come to pick up the muktzah. So we were afraid you'll pick it up mamish, there's our bona warn makeup. So Rashi also lasuye. The time allowed me shum tiltlu. It's not a shalas muksa. The afilu li oichse biyadoi. The atinek malav veraglev oser. Even in the case where your son is walking and you're just holding your son's hand is also oser le rava. Rava is not allowed to hold your son's hand and walk with him when he's holding money in his hand on Shabbos. Why? Dilma nofel. Maybe your son will drop the money. The oser le asuye. You'll come to pick it up. The chivan glas the konas nefashe su le shori be tiltlu. They weren't matter such a tiltlu like this. It's only a stone. There, we're not afraid if it falls down, you pick it up. But money, we're afraid you'll pick it up, so it's us that to hold your son, or even walk with him, holding his hands, when he's holding money. The more time you come to the rubber. We learned also riot to rubber. Hamoitzi kelov mikupolim. If you're taking out your clothing folded up on you. Umanachim al-ksefer. And instead of wearing your shirt, you have your shirt folded on your shoulders. Or else, v'sandole v'tavos v'yodei. You're holding your shoes or your rings in your hand. It's chayiv. That's called the regular itza. You're not wearing them. You're holding it in your hand. You're chayiv chatis. V'mhoye melubash v'em potter. Avad, if you're wearing your clothing, avad with potter. Yelchur potter means mutter also. Trashi potter, the begod of botel agavei. V'yol of a potter krev nosin. That's right. Now, hamoitzi odom v'kelev. Let's say you carry out a person though, and the person is wearing clothing, olov. V'sandole v'raglo v'tavosa v'yod of potter. As midrash it's mutter, because when you carry out a chai, we always say the svar like Rav Nosi and chai noisi asatmoi, a person is carrying himself midrash it's mutter. I, the person is wearing clothing. Since the person is wearing the clothing is bottled to his guf. So since you're potter for carrying out his guf, you're potter on the clothing also. Even though midrabonin you shouldn't do it, but midrash it's mutter. Aber v'ilu haitzien k'moishen chayiv. Mashmah, if you carry out your friend, and your friend is not wearing the shirt normal, nor the shirt is folded on top of his shoulders. The shirt is on top of him, then you would be chayiv chatis. Oh, why are you chayiv chatis? Who are you carrying? You're carrying your friend. The clothing is on top of your friend. So it's a mashmah from a raya to rava. That when you hold your friend, if he's holding something, it's considered like you're holding that chayfitz. So you're not allowed to carry out your friend if he's holding something in your hand. It's the same thing like we said before, rava. That if you carry out a tin chai, and he's wearing a kiss, he's wearing a wallet, so you're chayiv for that. It's considered like you're carrying out the kiss. So there's a riot to Rav Rosam. If you carry out your friend and he has clothing folded on his shoulders, you're chayiv. Right. Mishnah says, Kilkolo v'yevim b'toichi. You're allowed to pick up and carry a basket, even though there's a stone inside it. Fredigmar v'yamai. Tehevi kilkolo bosses l'dov rosar. Hey, since the stone, numal is muksam, so the stone is on top of a basket. So why don't we say the basket becomes muksa? Since you have a dovra muksa on top of something else, the bottom thing becomes muksa, that's bosses. So why isn't the kakola also? Omar Rabba Barbachonam, Om Rab Yechin Hocha Vikakola, Malaya Peris Askinen. We're talking about we're inside the basket, it's full of Peris. So now the basket is like bosses to two things. What's inside the basket? Peris. What's on top of it? A stone. So this basket is like holding up two things. It's holding up a dover, a heter, teris, and it's also holding up the stone. So in such a case, there's no risk of bosses. And since it's holding up the teris, that's muta. So drashi malaya teris, the ikar nas is bosses of teris. As the ikar purpose of this basket is to hold the teris. Hilkach even metatelis. Therefore, the stone you could touch. Agav kli, because of the kli of teris, shumutim. Hey, since the kli is a mutadik kli, and inside the kli you have peris, and that's the rove, so now it's not called mukse here, it's mutad to metalfe. For the Gemara before, for leshdinu leperi, good, it's not called bosses, but I call upon him when you're moving around this keli, you are moving around the stone inside it also. So we should have a better etzah. Why don't we throw everything out? For leshdinu leperi, empty out this basket now, empty out the peris, for nishdaya leeven, and empty out the stone also. And then, when the nektin will be a dayim, and then you'll pick up the peris, put it back in the basket, so you won't have to come to carry around the oven. Hey, what's that to carry the oven? What for? Let's empty out everything now, and you'll pick up just the peris, put it back into the basket, and just carry the head to the basket. The drashin, the nektin will be a dayim. You lock them yaloritz biyodov, the yachziru lekukola, the yataltlam, the lomo tiro even a tatl agav kli peris. Why were they mad? You had to carry this basket with the oven inside it. As if you had a chitzis, had to get rid of the oven, that should be better. And the Gemara in the Chanami, Nehetz Nekimta to the Rebbe Loi. Omar Rav, the Peris Hamutanofim. We're talking about like Peris that if you empty them out on the floor, they will get dirty, they will get squashed. So he's ripe figs. That if you empty them out, they'll start to get squashed and you can't eat them. So really, you don't have an Eitzah to empty them out. Therefore, since you can't empty out the peris on the floor, well, you want to, the peris are inside the basket, even though there's a stone inside it, you're allowed to move the basket the way it is. Because the ikka tutl is on the basket with the peris, which is the heter. So tomorrow, hochinami with peris, how much nothing. I'll tell you in a kimta where the peris will get dirty if they're poured out on the floor. Faita, pulinarino niure, for the mastamakasha. Why don't we shake around the basket and try and knock out the stone? Try and knock it out just by moving it around. Hey, don't empty out the peris on the floor. Just shake around the basket to try and get the stone to fall out. The reason why you don't have to do that, we're talking about where there was a hole in the basket. On the side of the basket, there was a hole. We're talking about a hechetim, so that the stone was fixed into this hole to block the hole. So melo tzvara the yevim becomes part of the kolam, part of the basket. That's why there's no shal of muktzah here. That's why we're not worried about trying to knock out the stone, because the stone now is part of the basket. It's secured inside the hole, so now it became part of the basket. Vayta metalpin truma. Mishnah says in the light of touch truma. Omer Rav Chizda loyshonu vela shetahira lamata utmeya lamala. The Mishnah says you're allowed to touch truma tmeya. Even though on Shabbos you can't eat, you can't do anything with Truma Tameya, so the Chur Shublai Muksa, we're talking about you have a basket full of two things. There's Truma Teira, which that is Mutter, a Kohen can eat it, so it's called an Eichel, and you have Truma Tameya, you're allowed to touch such a basket. So the Gemara Lashon, when is a Mutter, Ela Shetera Lamata, when the Torah Dika Truma is on the bottom of the basket, O Tameya Lamala, and the Tamadik is on top. So since you can't touch the Tameya by itself, we're Matthew to move the whole basket with Matthew. Let's say the other way. The Torah Dika Truma was on top, and the Torah Dika Truma was on the bottom. Then the Yetzer is Shokul and the Torah. The Shokul and the Tuma. Then you have no Heter to pick up the whole basket the way it is. Because what do you got to pick up the bottom part? The Tumeya, just take out the top Truma, which is Torah, which that's an Oichel occurring to you today, and only be metal to that. But the bottom part of the basket, the Truma Tumeya, you have to leave there. Then you wouldn't have the Heter to pick it up. Same kashas now. In the case where the Torah is on the bottom, Nami. What are you saying? You have had to pick up the old basket the way it is and carry it. The same Eitzah. Let's empty out the old basket right now on the floor. And then we'll pick up only the Truma Torah, which is edible on Shabbos, and it'll only be metal to that. This is where Rabbi Loi said it in. We're talking about peiros. If you empty them out, they'll all get fulfilled. They get dirty. You can't eat them anymore. So now that's not an eitzah to empty them out. Therefore, since you can't move it any other way, they will mark you to move this basket. Since you're moving a basket that bosses to a dover heter, there is truma over here. It's not muksa. You can move it around. Meisvei, mitaltlin truma tumeya ima toira v'yimachulim.
You let him move around truma to meya, even though that's muksa, but since it's mixed with tahira, which you are allowed to eat, or else with chulin, that's regular eichel, it's mutter. Bein chetera lamalo, utumeya lamato, so it's a shver, even though the tahira is on top, and the tumeya is on bottom. So even though here the churiyav the eitzah just pick out the top parts of the tahira, and only carry that, still no, we say allowed to carry the whole thing. This is the kasha. Bein chetumeya lamalo, whether this is good, whether the tumeya part is on top, utumeya lamato. Is the churdo to use to the Reb Chizda? As here it says, claw that you're allowed to touch it, even though the Torah is on top. And we don't tell you, stop, take out the Torah and leave the other ones alone. We say, no, you can take the whole thing the way it is. It's like casting Reb Chizda. Amalok Reb Chizda, I tell you, mas nisin litzera gufay. The Mishnah that says you could pick it up means right now all you need is just the truma Torah. You only need the guf of the truma. So now, if you have this basket here, that the top part of it is the Truma Torah, and all you need is just the top, so all you have had to do is just to take the top. You have no right, in this case, to take the Coca-Cola. What do you have to carry the whole thing, carry the bottom part of the tomato also? Just take out the top part, and use the top part. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. We only need the Truma itself. Then there is no head to take the whole thing. Mashen came to Breisa. Braisa, the tzorach mekaymai. The braisa that was talking about, you need the mokum where the basket is. There is the basket right now is either in the middle of your living room, and you want to use the mokum where the basket is, or else it's in between barrels there. So that the teretz says you can't empty it out and pour it down on the floor, because for kid, you need the mokum where it is. Like you want to get this whole Coca-Cola out of here right now. It's in your dining room right now, and you want it to be clean there. But since you want the tzorach mekaymai, you can't say just take the top part and leave it there. But yet, you want to use this mokum. So since you're allowed to touch it, as ikka muksa, it's called you're touching the kli. And the kli is busted to two things, dover ahet and dover amutar. So tzorach mekaymai, you're allowed to move the whole kli out of here. That's Pshat the Braisa. Hey, tzorach mekaymai, you want the mokum where it is. So Rashi, Braisa tzorach mekaymai. Shet tzorach lemokum akli. You want the place where the kli is. If the basket is in your dining room, you want the whole basket out of here. You want to use the dining room now. Mishum. Mel, in such a case, the Rabbanu will make to take this whole basket out of here, because it's not called the basket, it's Bosses the Dover Osser, because there's not only Truma Tumei here, there's also Truma Torah. So, Al-Silchus Bosses is considered Bosses to two things, the Dover Is and Dover Heter. So we have no other hechatimsa but moving the whole thing, the Rabbanu will make it. So the Gemara, my duch with Rav Chizda, look with Masbitz and Tzorach Gufay, but Tzorach Gufay, has good, so the Chur of Braisa is very good. Now it's a kasha, why does Rav Chizda learn our Mishnah, not like the Braisa? What was Machriach Rav Chizda to say, our Mishnah is talking about, you just want the guf of the Peris. That's all you want. So Mela, where the Torah is on top of the basket, we're saying you have no hechat to take the whole basket, no, just take the top, Truma Torah, because that's all you need. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where you want the mokum also. The Mishnah says you can metaltum. There's truma umetaltum and truma temei yematera. Maybe it means the gamri. You want the mokum. So tomorrow, my rabbi mastis and kavose daik. No, the Mishnah is good like a chizda. The Sefer says the next Mishnah. Moye shal hakar. If you have money atop your pillow, is menayir es hakar. You're allowed to shake your pillow. Vehein loifless, and they'll fall off it. That's called a tiltum in atzad. That's mutl tzarech dover amutr. As if you want to use your pillow, then you have money on top of the pillow, so you can't touch the money. That's muksam. You want to take the pillow and shake the money off. The yomar rabba babachonam rabbi yechinin loyshonu elo tzarech gufay. When do we say you have to shake the money off? When all you want to use is only the pillow itself. Avo tzarech mekaymai. Let's say the pillow again is on top of your table. The pillow is on top of your table, on top of the table. And on top of the pillow there's money. So there, you can't have an eitzah stam shake off the money, because the money will fall on the table, and you want to use the mokum now. So in the case where you want to use the mekaymai, metalt lo biyodin olav. Then you're allowed to pick up the whole pillow and carry it away, because you want the mokum here. So the next part of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says, you're only allowed to shake the pillow. Why only shake the pillow? Why can't you pick up the whole pillow? Because the next Mishnah is talking about where you don't want the mokum where the pillow is. The pillow is someplace you don't care about the mokum where it is. So I care. The pillow's in the closet. And you want to take the pillow out of the closet to use it. So Bezoi, that's why the only heter is to menar. You have to first shake off the money, because you don't care if the money falls there in the closet, and then you'll use the pillow. So you see, for the next Mishnah, we're talking about Tzorach Gufay. All you want to use is just the pillow itself. You don't care where it falls off.
Mela, the first Mishnah also is throwing them out. All you want is the goof of the Truma Torah. You don't care about the Makom. So the Zayin, that's what the Mishnah says, you carry the whole basket. So the Chiz is only where the Torah is on the bottom. So you can't grab it. But where the Truma Torah is on top, you could just grab the top. That's all the Heter is. Now, since the next part of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, is talking about Tzorach Gufoy, we just want to use the pillow, but you don't care for the Mokum, where the pillow is, our first Mishnah also, that says you could move, this Truma Torah, is not talking about where it's in your living room, and you want the Mokum where it is, it's talking about it's in the side room, you don't care about that Mokum. So the point is, you still want to eat Truma Torah now. So the way we say it, Pashat Eitzah, if the top of the barrel has the Truma Torah, you're only allowed to just take the Truma Torah. When can you move the whole barrel? Only when the Truma Torah is on the bottom. So therefore the Truma Tomei is on top. So you can't touch that, that's Muksa. Then you have a right to carry the whole basket the way it is. Yeah. We have Yehuda Weimer Af Malim. If you just said it's in the Mishnah, the case where you have Truma that fell into 100 particles of Chulin, so Alokhar is its bottle right. And even with the Rabban, you're allowed to eat it. If you have one apple of Truma, if it falls into 100 apples of Chulin, so Lachar is this bottle, even with the Rabbanim, and you're allowed to eat all the apples. But the Lachar is, though, before you eat it, you have to be Mala. You have to take out one apple and put it aside, like make believe that one's the Truma, and you can eat the other 100. So if you didn't do this before Shabbos, if you have you dolls, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why can you take out now one apple and make this like the Truma? Look who you be Misakin now on Shabbos. Just like the Lachar is, you're not allowed to take off Truma Bechal on Shabbos. If you have Peret Ratevel, and you've got to take off the Truma Semaisis, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because as Doimah to Masak, like you're fixing the Peret. Since you can't eat it without taking off the Truma, with the Rabbanon, the sauce looks like you're fixing the Peret. Here also, since you can't eat these Peret without first taking out one apple to make believe that's the Truma, so if you do it on Shabbos, you'd be Masakin. Why does it good to say it's Mutter? And the Gemara of Yehuda Krebel Eliezer Srule. I tell you, Yehuda holds that the Shita Streb Eliezer. To Yoma Truma Be'ene Machta. It's always considered like the Truma is separated by itself. Truma Be'ene Machta means it's always in one place. It's never like mixed all together. So since it's always in one place, it's never called Tikkun. It's always considered the Truma is on this side, and everything else here is Mutter, so therefore it's not called Yibim Misakin. It's not mixed together. It's considered one that Truma is separated by itself. What's the right? It's none. Saw Truma Shenoflo Lepochos Mimeya. If one saw of Truma fell into, let's say, only 80 or saws of Truma, it fell into less than 100. Finit Mo. The whole thing becomes awesome now, since it fell into less than 100, only in 80. The whole thing is awesome. Finoflo Mina Meduma Lemokimachem. Now from this Meduma, this 80 now, fell into another place. Is Reb Lezer right there? Medmas Kitruma Vadei. Reb Lezer says that Shino is Mamas Medmas Kitrumas Vadei. Now the Shaila is, first this one Truma fell into 80, right? So all you have now in this 80, really you only have one 80th is Truma. Now let's say 50 of this fell into another bunch. So how many of this 50 is really Truma? Really, I should say, it's not even one Truma, it's only 1/80th of Truma is there. So if you go proportion-wise, what comes into the new batch shouldn't need 100 times to Mavatlit, it should only need 100 times, like of the 1/80th of it. Now, Lezer says no. Lezer says, Madamas ke Truma Vadai. We look as if Vadai, the Truma, came out of the first batch, and is in the second batch now, and therefore you need 100 times to negate the second batch. So you see, you say Vadai, the Truma is command the master separated, and any time you take out some of it, you always have the Truma in it. It goes percentage-wise. Mitchila, there was one Truma fell into 80. So only 1/80th here is Truma. If some of this falls into something else, you go only percentage-wise. It's only also 1/80th-wise. So it doesn't have to fall into another 100 of Kulin. If it falls into just another 20, or whatever the percentage-wise works out, it's Mutter. That's after Chachamim. But you see, a core point of according to Reb Lezer, it's considered like the Vadai Perish of Truma fell out. Why? Because it's always considered by itself. Fred Gemara, Eimer the Shamad Le Lechumra. Reb Lezer is only saying this for Lechumra. We go Lechumra to Asa. Of Lechumra mi Shamad Le. Our case is when it fell into 100. The Loch region, you're not supposed to eat it until you pick out one. So who said Lekula, we look as if that one Shum is separated. Maybe Lekula, you don't say that Svara. You only say Lechumra. The Mar Elohod the Yom Kreb Shimon. I tell you, Reb Yehuda holds like Kreb Shimon. Kiritnan.
saw truma shenoflu lemeya, if a saw truma, one saw, one barrel full of truma fell into 100 trumas of chulin. So l'chura, the way it is now, it should be bota b'rayv, it should be mutter. But we said before you're allowed to eat it, you have to take out one saw to make believe that's the truma. V'lo hispik lagbia. Now you didn't yet get a chance yet to pick up the one saw. Ad shenoflu acheres, until another saw fell into it. So how do you look at it now? Harezu asura. Tanakama says it's also. We looked out as if two saws of truma fell into 100 saws. So when two falls into 100, you don't have 100 connected to mevatlit. You need 200 now of chul to mevatlit. So Tanakama says it's also. Since two saws of truma fell into this 100, there's not enough to mevatlit. If you have Shimon matir, Shimon says no, it's mutter. Why does Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter? If we were saying that, because as soon as the first saw fell into the 100, we look as if the all is bottle, and it's all mutter teeth right now, and the one saw of truma is separated by itself. So we look as if the truma is always separated by itself. Who said that to Chad here? Dilma, Hossam Bokim Miflugi. I think this is the Machlok of Shimon and the Rabbonim. Atanakana Sofer, Afa Gav the Noflu Bezeach Hazer. Even though first one saw fell into this 100 measurements of chulin, and then another one fell in. We say though, Kemant the Noflu Bezeachas Domi. It's considered as if they both fell in together. And Pshita, if two saws fall into 100 saws, it's not bottom of the Rabbonim. Because the Rabbonim need 100 times connected. So if two fall in, you need 200 connected these two. V'hai l'chamishin nofla, mele one fell into 50, v'hai l'chamishin nofla, this one fell into 50. That's Tranu Tanakam, that's why it's not bottom. We have Shimon Sovar, no. K'maise bottom b'meya. When the first saw fell into this mixture, since right now there's 100 times connected, it's bottom. Yeah. V'ho tibata b'meya v'chat. Mele, when the second one falls in, what is it falling into? Faker. To 101 achulim. It's once the first one fell into the 100, everything became bottle. So it's like you have 101 of chulin. Now the second truma falls into it, which then looks like it fell into 101. That's why it's mutam. But nobody says the svaram, before you take out one, we'll look at the truma is separated by itself. So the Mori Elohu, the Yom HaKrev, Shimon Ben Eloza. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda goes like a Shimon Ben Eloza sheet, the Tanya. You have Shimon Ben Eloza, why not? Noisin eino v'tzad zeh v'yoichel mitzad achra. Say a poshet, he holds enechnami, you do not have to pick up at all. Notice in this case, where one saw of truma fell into 100 saws of chulin. So he says, bottom of the rabbonim. He says, the way it is right now, this whole mixture, you don't have to mamish pick up one and then you can eat it. Now, even the way it is now, also you can eat it. Like, just make up in your mind, on this corner one, I'm going to make for truma, and the rest of them you're allowed to eat, even without doing any maisa. So since you don't have to do anything, it's not called you making a ticket on Shabbos. And that's lush and nice and ain't of it, them, just with your eyes. Look at one apple and make believe that one's going to be the truma. And you're allowed to right away start eating the other apples. So it's not called a ma'aser tikkun on Shabbat. That's why it's mutter. Because tomorrow, me, Sabbath, like Kabbalah, the Jebiyud, the old, like Jebshim, and the Lazar.